Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Speaker of the House, Speaker Paul Ryan. Speaker, welcome back. Last time we talked, you were just a representative.
Yeah, hey, well, I still am that too.
Well, I know, and Aaron Rodgers was on his way to the Hall of Fame. Do Eagles fans have to worry? You have the inside story out there with all those Walker guys and Priebus.
Let's see how we do against the Browns. I'd like to think we're going to win that one.
Wait a minute. That's low expectations.
Yeah, well, work with me here. And so we're 7-6. Then we'll go 8-6. We should rest him a little bit more and then pull him out. I'm worried his collarbone isn't fully healed. He's got 7 screws in it. And then pull him out if we have a shot at the playoffs. If we have a true wild card slot, then bring him out. And then, you know, I still have haunted by 4th-and-24 against Donovan McNabb. That just kills me. But we might get you guys there then. You guys are playing, like, on fire.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we do hope you come to town. The game will be here, obviously.
You guys are on fire. Oh, yeah, no, we won't have any home field advantage, that's for sure, this year, even if we get to the playoffs.
Exactly. Well, congratulations on your role in getting this over the finish line. It is a very, very difficult thing. Now I think the harder lifting comes up. I know your office, and I know you're a numbers guy, is very keen. When I spoke with your people, they were buttoned up about our region, which is South Jersey, Philadelphia suburbs, and beyond, is going to benefit by this.
Listeners
that are in that middle to upper middle class, right in there, they're the most ferocious callers I'm getting. They are not going to benefit by this because of the tax deduction, the local and state tax deduction being removed.
Yeah, so I dialed up some numbers here. I just looked up some numbers and before coming on your show. So let's take a look at Ryan Costello's district, the 6th district. And I looked up the numbers in that district. By getting the standard deduction, a family of four making the medium household income in that district, which is $119,769, will receive an average $4,808 tax cut. So the median household income earner family in Ryan Costello's district, we'll get a $4,008 tax cut. Pat Meehan's district, the 7th district, median household income there is a little higher. It's $136,000. That family will get a $4,800 tax cut. Brian Fitzpatrick's district, that family median income is $121,000. That average family will get a $4,800 tax cut. So the point we're trying to make is I think there's a lot of misinformation. Look at it this way: doubling the standard deduction, increasing the child tax credit, lowering your tax rates, and oh, by the way, in addition to a double standard deduction, we're giving people in the House, and I heard you in the lead, and the Senate copied this provision, a $10,000 property tax deduction on top of all of that. You do all of that, and that shows you that the average taxpayers in every income area get a tax cut. And then we're lowering tax rates on businesses because right now we are shooting ourselves in the foot. We are taxing American businesses at much higher tax rates than our foreign.
Okay, let me interrupt, and I agree with you completely in the philosophy, but I did see, and even Rush, you probably heard, talked about this, and I did too. There is a little bit off the reservation here with a lot of listeners when we hear $4,000 per worker. I think you said in one iteration, if that's true, is the projection given corporate America is not going to be punished, and that's the right policy. But how do we know how corporate America is going to react?
Well, let me say it this way. We tax corporations at 35% in America today. The average tax rate of corporations in the world is 22.5%.
Mm-hmm.
In Canada, it's 15. In Ireland, it's 12.5. England's going to 17. China's anywhere from 15 to 25. And so when we tax our companies at much, much higher tax rates than our foreign competitors tax theirs, we lose in global competition. And then the worst of it is if our companies are successful by making money overseas, they have to pay this prohibitive tax to bring the money back, so they don't. We're the only country that does that. And so we have all this money overseas that can't come back into our economy, and we're taxing American businesses. I was over in Aston, Pennsylvania, a couple months ago with Pat Meehan. That's a really good manufacturing business, and they're in severe global competition with Canadians, with the Chinese, and they're paying a much higher tax rate than their competitors are. You lower their taxes, you make them more competitive. And then what we say is, if you invest in America, if you invest in your factory and your workers, you can write all of that investment off in the year in which it takes place so that you do it. So we're saying to companies, Now the incentive is stay in America, make it in America, invest in America, and if you're fortunate enough to sell something overseas, bring the money back into America. That's what this reform does.
But there is a belief out there that with all that, you're doing the right things in economic. I couldn't be in more lockstep with you. You just feel then by discussions you have and your sense of corporate America, they will then also lift up the average American worker.
Oh, for sure. So the studies are really clear on this. It's all just a degree. Most economists agree from the left and the right. You lower the corporate tax rate, the worker benefits. The wage earner gets more money. So we have all these studies that show workers will get higher wages, and that's before they get a tax cut. So we really believe this is what it's going to take to get our economy from the slow growth Obama era, the 2% economy we've had since the Great Recession, to a 3% economy. By the way, the difference, Dom, between a 2% and 3% economy is trillions of dollars.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
It's hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Parting area for you now. On the horizon, all this talk of DACA again and what it might do, government shutdown with Democrats. I saw the letter from Ryan and others that were sent to you about doing something around this. Where's Speaker Ryan stand on this? What's going to happen with this in the next couple of weeks?
Well, I don't believe in brinksmanship with this stuff. I think you need to be calm and cool and do this just the right way. And the point about DACA is we don't want to have another DACA problem in 10 years. So you have to. This is a symptom of a problem. And the problem is we don't have control of our borders. The problem is we don't know who's coming and going. And so you've got to address those root causes of the problem if you're going to make sure that we don't have a DACA problem down the road. We know this is a wrenching issue, but for us, border security and interior enforcement, those things must go hand in hand with a DACA solution so that we don't have another DACA problem down the road again. And that's going to take some time to figure all that out.
Forgot this other question, too. Medical. Here, Philly.com and others, you probably have heard this, saying that the Paul Ryan plan, they use you, is threatening the medical benefits. That's just the last couple of days. We're hearing more of that again.
Yeah, like I say, our philosophy, there's a lot of things that are important to people that they want to do. We basically say, why don't we just cut your taxes and let you keep more of your money, and then you decide what you want to do with your money. So there's deductions for everything in the tax code today. And what basically that says is you send your money to Washington, and then if you do things that we allow you to do, you can have some of your money back. Our whole philosophy is just keep your money in the first place. If you need it for health care, if you need it for education, if you need it to buy a house, you decide. It's your money. So we'd rather just clear out the tax code, simplify it radically. 90% of Americans can do their taxes on a postcard under this plan. And just keep your money in the first place. You decide what to do with it because it's your money.
Speaker, thank you very much. I'm going to respect your time. Merry Christmas. Please come back again in the new year. We love having you here in Philadelphia. Or come here when the Eagles beat your Packers.
I would just say Merry Christmas. I'm in a Christmas spirit. I could have a retort, but actually, you guys are probably the best team in the NFL right now. But don't quote me to that.
All righty. Thank all right, you, Paul Ryan. Easy. Thanks for joining us. All right.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.